To us, time is a leisurely thing. But there are a few, a very few, who split their seconds carefully, knowing that each minute part may sometimes be of vast importance. Bad dining in a boxer may forfeit a champion's crown, and good dining in a racehorse can win or lose a fortune. But there is one man to whom an instant is always the narrow margin between life and sudden death. He is the matador, the fighter of bulls, the idol of the masses when he is good, the object of insulting scorn when bad. He is a man who makes his living with the cape and the sword, and he never forgets he is always a tenth of a second from the grave.
Buenos dias, senor. Permit me the honor of an introduction. I am Don Miguel Jose de Ibarra, formerly a matador of distinction, now a breeder of brave and distinguished bulls. My English is not so bad, no? This is because I have learned it very well, and I speak in this language as often as possible. But in any language, the name of Don Miguel is a household word, for my stock has proven its courage in the bull rings from Spain to Lima and back to Mexico. The terror of toros have made me wealthy, and although I am now too slow and fast to enter the ring as a torero, the thrill of the corrida has never left my blood. This, then, is the reason I became involved with Pedro. Yes, the same Pedro Villancho who became the greatest matador of the last decade. Only, when I met him first, he was a weak-looking youth who called on me at my breeding ranch and awoke me from an excellent sleep at midnight.
Señor Ibarra?
Yes?
I'm Pedro Villancho, señor.
Well?
I have come from the city, a long way, señor, to see you.
I have never heard of Pedro Villancho, and I'm too tired to talk to him.
Señor, please don't close the door. It is very important.
Why do you speak to me in English?
Because I have been told it would please you.
And where did you learn your English?
From my mother, señor. Her father was an American.
Hmm. And why do you come here at this hour and night in your rags to disturb me?
Because you are the greatest breeder of fighting bulls in the world, señor. Hmm. And because you have been a master of the sword.
Your tongue has oil on it. Come inside.
Gracias, señor.
Now, explain yourself. My time is short.
Señor Ibarra, I want to learn to be a matador.
A matador! A matador, well, a matador, you.
Not bad, señor.
Even the bulls are loving me, amigo. You want to be a matador, eh? Si, so do thousands of boys in Spain and thousands more in Mexico.
But I have something to offer.
Have you now? And what is that? Your skinny legs, your dirty fingers. To be a matador, one must be a man.
I have practiced with the cape and sword for many years, señor, since I was a child. All I need now is the hand and the knowledge of a master. And perhaps I will show you another Joselito.
And perhaps I will show you a door.
Señor, if you will spare me 5 minutes and come out to the corral.
My corral?
Si, I have been practicing there.
Practicing with my bulls? You fools, you want to ruin them. Don't you know that they are never shown the cape until they enter the ring?
I only made a few passes with one, señor. The big black one with the eyes that flash like the devil.
You mean Vibora? The viper?
If that's what it means, señor.
What do you mean, was?
Come with me, señor, and I will show you.
He took me out to my corral, where Vibora was quartered. Vibora, the bull that was built like a steam engine. The moon was bright and the corral was quiet. Vibora was lying just outside the pen.
There he is, señor.
Si, there he is, and I wish now I were asleep as he is.
You do not wish that, señor, for he is not asleep. The bull is safe.
What?
Look for yourself, señor.
He is dead. How did you assassinate him?
I did not assassinate him, señor Ibarra. I killed him honorably. I placed the banderillas myself. I found him in the barn with the sword. I played him with the kid for 12 minutes. After I placed the dart, I killed him with an estocada.
You killed him honorably.
The sword is well placed, señor.
No horses. No picadores. One of my best bulls and you killed.
You will forgive me, señor, for taking the liberty. But I will repay you for the bull when I make my first appearance in the ring. I want you to manage me, señor Ibarra. I want you to make me the greatest matador who ever lived. Will you do it?
Very well, Pedro. I will get you.
Miguel, have I learned my lesson?
Ah, you've learned it well, Pedro. You are not ready for your debut in the provinces. Your debut in the capital depends on how well you do there. However, I have bad news for you.
Bad news?
I will not be able to accompany you on your tour. I must make a trip away on urgent business.
That is too bad, Don Miguel.
You don't seem to be very disturbed by the news.
Why should I be disturbed? My technique is perfect, and no bull can frighten me.
So you can do without me now. I teach you all you know, and this is your thing.
I will repay you for your instruction. From now on, I need no help from anyone.
Soon after, I left the country, and remained away for half a year. Now and then, I would receive reports concerning Pedro. Then I learned of his amazing triumphs in the ring. His attitude when we parted would have angered me for many months. Had it not been for a little triumph of my own. For I met Doris. A young and beautiful Doris. And my life from that point on had reached its peak.
You're a wonderful dancer, my friend.
Oh, I was feeling fine, but my youth.
You're still very young.
You are very kind. I would like to go where we can talk. The garden is empty.
Mm-hmm. Well, then let's find a kind of
easy. You are very lovely, Doris. Lovelier than any woman I have ever met. Do you know it? You are a woman, Doris, who deserves a perfect setting. Like some fantastic emerald. In my country, I am a man of some importance, and I am rich. Perhaps you might find a younger man more handsome, but you will never meet one who is so willing to make you happy and give you everything you ever wanted.
Are you asking me to marry you, Miguel?
Yes. Does it shock you?
Shock me?
I love you, Doris. Mary. There is nothing in the world I wouldn't do to have you and to kiss you. If you would just give your consent.
What makes you think that I'm in love with you?
That is unimportant.
Are you sure?
I know I could make you happy. And just having you with me for the rest of my life is enough. I am not young. I have my faults. But what I offer you outweighs them all. There is one thing I demand in return.
And what is that?
Honor in my country is more important than life itself. The pride we feel in our names and in our families. If you accept me, you must promise never to break that honor in any way. Will you give me your answer tomorrow, Doris?
You can have my answer now, Miguel. And the answer?
Within a month, my new bride and I were back on the ranch, where she began to roar like the queen I knew she was meant to be. Oh, I was happy. Happier than I have ever been in my life. But sometimes, happiness can be a prelude to despair.
Miguel.
Yeah. Beloved.
Who is Pedro Rivencio?
Why do you ask?
Oh, I heard the servants talking about it a little while ago. They seem to either like
him. Rivencio is a matador.
A good one?
As good as I could make him.
Then you know him.
Oh, si.
What's he like?
He's handsome, skillful, and courageous. He's also vain, egotistical, vulgar, conceited, loud, and stupid.
Ah, he sounds interesting. I should like to see him fight.
But you said you'd done a lie in Dubai.
I like it when it's done well. The Pedro should not be disappointing. Will you take me?
Si, carissima. I will take you this Sunday.
Oh,
he's trying to steal. No, no, no.
He looks like he's
trying to
his body.
No, see, he would eat the bull alive for an extra round of applause.
It's the beginning of the
cat. See, and no one kills the way Pedro does. I'll watch him now as he proves here.
and got in with the sword.
When you're such a villain, he's a conceited fool.
Oh, please have him up. I'll never make a matador in my life. It might be fun. Oh, will you do that for me, darling? Will you invite him over?
When you ask for something, Doris, I can't deny you. Pedro will appear at our home tomorrow night.
If you're a registered nurse or about to become one, why not investigate the opportunities open to nurses in the United States Air Force Reserve? Assignment opportunities are available now for flight nurses in the Aeromedical Evacuation Reserve Program. Visit or write the 945th Military Airlift Group, Hill Air Force Base, Utah, or phone 777-3330.
Most of us can never know when death will strike. To the sick, it may come at midnight. To the soldier, at the break of dawn. But the fighter of bulls is always aware that death may eventually greet him before the sun has set.
Good evening, Don Miguel.
Good evening.
Your invitation was a great surprise. I thought that you were angry with me.
One can never be angry with an artist, Pedro, when one has a great respect for the art.
I have come far since last we met.
I am aware of that. Pedro, Senora Ibarra. This is Pedro Villancio, Doris.
How did you do?
An honor, Senora.
You have no idea how thrilled I am to meet you. I thought you were wonderful in the room yesterday afternoon.
If I had known you were there, Senora, I would have dedicated my second bull to you.
Oh. Promise me you'll do that the next time I come.
You have my word for it.
Before dinner, darling.
That sounds very good.
Thank you, Excuse me.
She is a beautiful woman. Young.
What was her age to do it?
Nothing, Miguel. I was merely thinking. That's all.
He was thinking. And so was I. When a fighting bull is bad, he is bad for one of three reasons. He's either lame, or cowardly, or blind. Perhaps this may also apply to a man in love. But I am not lame, senor. Nor cowardly. Nor am I blind. I could see that Pedro was stealing my wife. And to me, that meant my end. And I am not quite so stupid as a bull. You are Pedro Villancho's confidential servant, Juan de Palma.
Si, Don Miguel.
And you are present before the fight when the bulls are paired and chosen by lot.
See, when the papers are marked and placed in the hat, I pick on Pedro's bulls for the afternoon.
Why not? I have contracted to supply six bulls for the Carrida on the
27th. Oh, Pedro is fighting then.
See, one of these bulls is El Cuchillo, a prize I have bred myself. His weight is half a ton, and his bravery is only matched by the length of his horns. I want to make certain Pedro wins El Cuchillo. Very certain. It seems to me that a man with intelligence and skill could arrange to choose the right slip of paper for his matador when the time arrives. A little sleight of hand, perhaps. It can be done.
Don Miguel, if I am discovered, it will be my finish.
Juan, how would you like to retire from the ring?
Retire?
With $100,000 as a pension.
What are you planning, senor?
Can I trust you?
Si.
If you repeat this to anyone, you are finished, De Palma. As a torero, and as a man.
I will not breathe a word. I swear it.
A few days before El Cuchillo is shipped to the capital to fight, I will play with him myself with the cape.
No,
I will get him used to the cape and the muleta. He will be a wise animal, Del Palma. A very wise animal when he faces Pedro.
Don Miguel, what is murder? No bull can fight twice. Second time, he is sure to go for the man and not the cape.
Exactly.
No. This I can't agree to.
Look, I have the money here. The money to make you rich. Will you take it?
See, Don Miguel, I will take it.
I waited until 1 week before Pedro's corrida, and then I dismissed my ranch hands. I wanted to be alone when I thought El Cuchillo. How much nicer it feels to drive his horn into a man and not into an empty cave. He responded well to my passes. He was a brave and powerful bull. And finally, in the midst of the Veronica, I realized that El Cuchillo had at last learned the difference between a cape and the matador who held it. Are you ready to leave, Doris? The fight begins at 4.
Miguel, I don't think I've enjoyed a bullfight today.
But Pedro is fighting. It is his last performance for the season. And I have supplied my finest bulls.
I don't think it would be better if I didn't go.
Why?
Miguel, there's something I've been wanting to talk to you about for quite a while. It concerns you and me and Pedro.
Look now, Doris. I don't want to hear about it now. First, we will go to the fight. And you can tell me what you want to tell me later. The corrida today may change your mind.
Change my mind about what?
Many things. I love you, Doris, more than life itself. I can forgive you for anything, and I would do anything to keep you.
Don't be clear.
I insist, Doris, that we leave for the plaza now.
Very well, Miguel. I'm ready when you are.
For him, El Cuchillo, an excellent specimen.
Why don't you have to change him?
Bull?
He's standing in the center of the ring. He doesn't rush like all the others.
Maybe this one is smarter than the other. We shall see very, very shortly. It was plain to see that the bull has not yet gotten used to the ring and the crowd. When he charged in the usual manner. But to the eyes of an expert, his hooking was dangerous. Now came Pedro. He managed to perform an excellent series of passes with the cape. And the guard dogs rode out on their horses. It was here that the bull began to remember. And it was here that he became 1,200 pounds of death on the hoof. They are ready to place the bandilla.
The bull seems fresh to us.
This one is a dangerous animal. Pedro will have to take care.
Oh, Miss Sandy. So would you like to see him first?
Perhaps I would.
Think well.
Why shouldn't I? He tried to steal you, didn't he? For all I know, he's already succeeded.
Oh, please look at what I was trying to tell you before, Miguel. Before we left the house.
But he's already won you, Doris.
He never tried to win me, and he never could. Hmm. Pedro is your friend, Miguel. No matter how conceited you think he is. When he knew that he'd fallen in love with me, he said he was going away.
He told you that?
He knows how happy I am with you, darling. He would rather die than come between us. This is his farewell performance, Miguel. He will never come to this country again.
He was going away. He was not... Good one, De Palma. How could he be such a fool? Why did he go into the ring while you...
He lost me, girl.
Speak to Doris.
Where are you going?
Here we are. I'm going to ask the authorities to stop the fight. Guard. Guard, take me to the authorities. Get me through this mob.
Relax, senor. We allow no one to enter the fight. Watch the finish, senor. There is a matador who is worthy of his hand.
But you don't understand.
Look how he caught you. His hand is as steady as an iron rail.
The bull will kill him. He will die beneath the horn.
Now he is in. And Pedro is down. His sword is gone.
He has hit the woman.
The woman?
Doris. Doris.
See,
jaw had been gored. Gored so he would never recover. But as he went in to kill the bull, the point of his sword struck solid bone. Like a shaft of rubber, I saw it burn. Then it flew from his hand into the stands, pinning my beautiful Doris against her chair.
You've just gotten out of the service. You've been home for a while, and you want to start thinking about your life and how you can get it going in the right direction. Okay, here's something to think about. The National Guard has a Try-One program for prior servicemen. You join for a year. You get extra money you can use for school or that new car. And you can get further training you can use for a civilian job. If you're a prior serviceman, ask about the Try-One program in the Army and Air National Guard.
Retribution reaps its own reward. And if I may be permitted to paraphrase once more, I would say this. Though the mills of death grind slowly, yet they grind exceedingly small. Though with patience, death stands waiting with exactness, grinds he all.
The Clock will be heard next week, same time. Written by Lawrence Klee, Hart McGuire narrates as The Clock. As Miguel, Doris, and Pedro, we heard Owen Weingott, Moira Redmond, and Leon Pierce, together with Al Garcia as Juan. The Clock, directed by John Saul, is a Grace Gibson radio production.